Daring Greatly by Brené Brown, PhD, LMSW, continued, Disc 8. Minding the Gap and Belonging. Worthiness is about love and belonging, and one of the best ways to show our children that our love for them is unconditional is to make sure they know they belong in our families. I know that sounds strange, but it's a very powerful and at times heart-wrenching issue for children. Earlier, I defined belonging as the innate human desire to be part of something larger than us. One of the biggest surprises in this research was learning that fitting in and belonging are not the same thing. In fact, fitting in is one of the greatest barriers to belonging. Fitting in is about assessing a situation and becoming who you need to be in order to be accepted. Belonging, on the other hand, doesn't require us to change who we are. It requires us to be who we are. When I asked a large group of eighth graders to break into small teams and come up with the differences between fitting in and belonging, their answers floored me. Belonging is being somewhere where you want to be and they want you. Fitting in is being somewhere where you really want to be, but they don't care one way or the other. Belonging is being accepted for you. Fitting in is being accepted for being like everyone else. I get to be me if I belong. I have to be like you to fit in. They nailed the definitions. It doesn't matter where in the country I ask this question or what type of school I'm visiting. Middle and high school students understand how this works. They also talk openly about the heartache of not feeling a sense of belonging at home. The first time I asked the eighth graders to come up with the definitions, one student wrote, "Not belonging at school is really hard, but it's nothing compared to what it feels like when you don't belong at home." When I asked the students what that meant, they used these examples. Not living up to your parents' expectations, not being as cool or popular as your parents want you to be, not being as smart as your parents, not being good at the same things your parents were good at, your parents being embarrassed because you don't have enough friends, or you're not an athlete or a cheerleader, your parents not liking who you are and what you like to do, when your parents don't pay attention to your life.